Glory to God forever. One short, simple message about something that can really transform us. Holy Spirit, I ask you to join us and be with that one who's listening. Jesus, open our eyes and ears so that we can learn from you. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this time. I want to just state a truth and then kind of explain it. The universe exists within our great and awesome God. The whole universe, the heavens, there's three heavens, the outer space that now we know about, and the earth and all that's in the earth, all of that exists in Him. His presence is everywhere on the earth. Which sometimes we think, God the Father and Jesus are in heaven, and then the Holy Spirit is on the earth. And that's true, but there's one God, the only true God, as Jesus said, and this, the whole universe exists in Him. He's holding it all together by His great power, including every person, even those who are not saved. The whole earth, it's all, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The whole earth is His. Now, the worldly system, the things of the world, those are things that have stepped out of His presence and have chosen to leave Him, right? But anyone who knows Jesus Christ, they're in Him because He's everywhere, and in Him they live and move and have their being. And get this, here's just one example that affects us. Every living thing, every good thing on the earth, and every living thing, all the wonderful things that exist are things that God, they are that way because they exist in God, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can, if we ask Him, He'll give us a revelation of this, and I don't fully have it, but I think that I'm getting some of it. Glory to God, because this can transform us. Really, it's the Holy Spirit who transforms us. Amen. And He changes the way we see everything. Okay, so, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father. Every living thing, every plant and tree and animal and fruit and food and the crop and every living thing is that way because it's in God. He's giving it life. Like, God does not live, He is life. He does not exist for eternity, He is eternity. He is love, and so even the people who don't believe in God, who are partaking of all these wonderful things, they are receiving those because God has created them, and He's created that person too. He's giving them life. He's keeping them alive. It's unbelievable. It goes on and on and on. But it's simple. Just that fact, it's so profound. It's eternally profound, but it's simple because He's everywhere. And we get to experience Him at the level that we want to. It's just amazing. Glory to God.